This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kind enough to join us, CBS News' Bob Fuss is in Washington, D.C. Hey, Bob, we talked to you about 48 hours ago, but it's a story that keeps on changing, huh?
It does, Jay. I mean, you know, we're getting close to this vote. It looks like it'll be over the weekend. The White House pulling out all the stops. They gained a little momentum today. They picked up the vote of Dennis Kucinich, the very liberal representative from Ohio. He was opposed to the bill because it didn't have a public option in it. He basically said that he's now decided that it's better than nothing and he's going to vote for it. And then also picking up the vote of Dale Kildee, who's a Michigan Democrat, and he was very concerned about the abortion language in the bill. And he says he's now satisfied with it, that it won't allow federal funding of abortion, so he's going to vote yes. But, you know, they're not there yet. They're still waiting for Congressional Budget Office numbers. They're still trying to round up the votes they need to pass this.
Yeah, we're talking with CBS News' Bob Fuss. He's live in Washington, D.C. as we get closer to this possible vote here on health care, and the debate continues. All right, the other thing we heard that's come out here recently, the Fox Television Network or the Fox News Channel, President Obama, is this correct, is taking his appeal to that cable outlet as well?
Well, I mean, I know that Fox did an interview with President Obama today. I mean, he does interviews, obviously, all the time with different media outlets. I don't know what he told Fox. Mm-hmm. They haven't broadcast it yet. But, you know, he did give an interview to them today.
Yeah, I guess the only reason that's noteworthy is just a lot of people, based on their opinions or perceptions of different news media outlets, they don't necessarily expect the president to go to that venue. But it just does it demonstrate, Bob, that is this the administration really trying to get everywhere they can to try to really, is this feel of this being the final push that it has to happen, I guess, this immediacy or this urgency? Have you seen this type of urgency around any other issue in the Obama administration thus far?
Well, they are certainly pushing very, very hard. I mean, there have been others. I mean, certainly the president pushed equally hard when he first came into office for the stimulus bill to try to help recover from the recession. But this has been his top domestic priority after that, and this is seen as really kind of the last push for it. You know, the thing with Fox, you know, Fox, you know, maintains that its opinion programs are different from its news programs, and I think, you know, the White House basically, you know, accepts that they're a news organization like any other, and he's certainly given them interviews before.
Right, right. Okay. So, and of course, everything can get sensationalized due to the circumstances as well. So, but I definitely hear what you're saying. 23 minutes after 4, we're talking with Bob Fuss in Washington, D.C. Bob, you've referenced the fact they're not there yet. Are there any notable members in the House that have come out and that are still on the fence that the president is actively pursuing, aside from the one he got today, Dennis Kucinich?
Well, quite a few. I mean, you know, the numbers, you know, vary, and some people talk about it publicly, and some kind of keep it to themselves. But, you know, I'm guessing there are about 24 Democrats at this point who are, you know, are sort of to some extent or another in play, and are either on the fence or say they're going to vote no and are still being lobbied to change their mind. And you know, that's where they're focusing, the president and the Democratic leaders focusing their attention. You know, one very interesting thing that happened today, by the way, that could affect some of those members whose concern is abortion language in the bill, is a group representing almost 60,000 Catholic nuns today came out and endorsed the bill.
Whoa.
And what's fascinating about that is the Catholic bishops have come out against the bill because they say that they think the language could allow federal funding of abortion. And the nuns basically came out and said, we don't agree with that, we don't think it would, and we think this would help people who need health care, and so we're for it. And that was a very interesting development, and I think could have an effect on some of these anti-abortion Democrats who are concerned about the bill.
All right, Bob, for the lay people here that you know, there are a lot of folks who have been following this that are very civically engaged in our audience, and then there are some folks who are kind of on the fringes. So as this stands, when they have this vote, and it's impending within the next few days, if it passes in the House, from a procedural standpoint, this does not have to go back to the Senate or anything of that nature, as we've seen it go through both parts of the legislative branch. Will it go to the president's desk at that point?
Interestingly, because of this odd procedure being used, both things will happen. Mm. First, the Senate bill will be passed by the House, will go to the President, will be signed into law. The House will also pass changes to that bill, which the President and House Democrats very much want to make. Then the Senate has to pass those changes. But it's being done in a procedural method that it can't be filibustered this time. Mm. And so those changes will just need 50 votes. And so the Senate will have to vote on the changes, but once the House votes, if it passes it, the main thrust of this bill, with most of the things in it, in terms of the restrictions on health insurance and the subsidies to help people buy it and all those things, will become law.
Yeah, we've certainly seen the PACs and all the different organizations with the special interests on both sides of the issue have done the media blitz. So I guess from everything that we're seeing, Bob, does it seem like that everybody kind of recognizes the fact that this is it. This is coming down to the wire. From everyone you've seen involved with this particular issue, do they think that these next 48 to 72 hours will be the defining moments of whether this goes through or not?
Absolutely. I don't think there's anyone who thinks if this goes down that it can come back again. And I think that the Democrats think this is their last shot to do the kind of major sweeping health reform that they've been trying to do. And there's certainly a massive amount of effort by groups on all sides. I mean, the health insurance industry is running ads in a lot of districts. People who want this kind of reform are running ads in a lot of districts. There's a huge amount of money being spent to try to influence people. Those who have a financial stake in it, such as pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies, some who have a political stake in it. But this really is the final push.
There you go. Bob Fuss, always doing an excellent job. Our colleagues up there at CBS News, live in Washington, D.C., they'll have updates for you, of course, on this issue at the top of the hour with CBS News. Bob, can't tell you how much we appreciate it, and thank you for breaking it down, because there's people like me who my head ends up hurting after I try to look at the issue.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Dave.
All right. Take care, Bob. That's Bob Fuss from CBS News.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.